during this time of isolation, it seems like this would be one of the last texts to consider, but I think it's so fitting. I'm just going to walk through verses 19 through 25 of Hebrews chapter 10. And first, I'm going to read the doctrine that's presented. Number one, he says, we have confidence to enter the holy place, the holy of holies, the true holy of holies. How do we have this confidence? It's by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil. What is the veil? That is his flesh. And since we have a great high priest over the household of God, this great high priest is sympathetic to our struggles. He is sinless, as Hebrews 4 tells us. He's still living and ever will be living, and his sacrifice was once for all accepted. So he says, our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. In short, we have been forgiven, relieved of our guilt and sin, cleansed before God Almighty. So what should we do because of these wonderful truths? Well, he starts off, verse 19, with this, therefore, brethren, and he walks through all that doctrine that we just walked through. Verse 22, what's the first step of action? Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Question, have you ever been weighed down by guilt? Have you ever allowed sin to keep you from approaching the throne of mercy and grace in your time of need? So often we allow sin and the guilt of sin to draw us away from the very place we need to run to for peace and strength and to repent and turn from it. We need God's strength to repent and turn from our sin. And very often when we sin, we run away from God. But the promise remains, draw near to him and he will draw near to you. So let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith because we have access through Jesus Christ. Number two, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Maybe week one of social distancing for you was novel. And now it's worn off. We're weary. Maybe you're wondering what God is doing. Maybe you're wondering, is he really in control? Or how long till I can meet with my church family? Or how long does my wedding need to be pushed back? Or how long will I be out of work? Does he really care? Maybe because of these doubts and these struggles you've had, you've wondered, am I truly a believer? Maybe you've struggled with sin during this time. Maybe you've had 1,000 questions swirling in your head and heart. The encouragement is this, hold fast. Hold fast to what? The gospel, the confession of truth. How? Why? The text says, because he is faithful. He is faithful. Even when our faith struggles, he remains faithful. So step number three, not only do we draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, not only do we hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he is faithful, but number three, let us consider how to stimulate one another to good deeds, to love and to good deeds. This is the church. How do we do it? Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. You might be thinking, well, great advice. We can't gather together. No, you cannot gather together in person necessarily, but you can call each other. You can text each other. You can video chat. Go the extra mile. Be a part of your church family during this time. Set an example to those around you of holding fast, of being loving and doing good deeds. Seek after Christ during this time. So draw near with a sincere heart. Hold fast to the confession of faith without wavering, and consider how to encourage your church unto love and good deeds. Why? Because Jesus is our great high priest, and he gives us access to God Almighty.